Today's shiur is Daf Hey in Masechta Pesachim. We're going to begin on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom. Tanan Hasam. We learnt in a Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph. Remei Oimer, Oichlin Kol Chomish, we're allowed to eat chomets the entire fifth hour, V'safim B'tchil Hashesh, and we have to burn the chomets at the beginning of the sixth hour. And as we will explain when we learn the sugya of Mitzvah Hashem, that the hours discussed in our Gemara are Shaz Manios. Then that exact hour, the fifth hour, doesn't necessarily mean 11, sixth hour doesn't necessarily mean 12. We divide the day from the Nates until the Tzeis by 12, and each 12th is an hour. Rabbi Hudaimer, Eichlin Kol Arba, we can eat the Chavans the entire fourth hour. Toilin Kol Chomesh, the fifth hour, it's suspended. We're not allowed to eat it, but we're allowed to have benefit from it. We don't have to burn it. We could give it to an animal to eat. V'safim b'tchil ha'sheish, but by the beginning of the sixth hour, it must be burnt. The Kula Al-Mamiya, everybody agrees that Chomesh m'sheish shos l'mala osa, that Chomesh has to be burnt only from the sixth hour. And as Rashi explains, if the halacha would be that chametz became osur only at night, there would be no reason for these tanoim to say that we have to burn the chametz and stop eating the chametz so much earlier. If these tanoim say that the chametz has to be stopped eaten and burned so much earlier, it must be because it's osur already from earlier in the night. Because as Rashi explains, the difference between day and night is very profound, and nobody would make the mistake. So therefore, ask the Gemara, Menolan, from where do we know that there is this already to have chametz from Erev Pesach? Amar Abaye, so Abaye answers, Trei Kroi Ksivi, there are two psukim. Ksiv in one pasuk it says, Shivis Yomim Sol L'Motziv B'Teichem, for 7 days, you're not allowed to have sor in your homes, so you can't have chametz all 7 days. V'ksiv, and yet there's another pasuk that says, "Ach b'yom erishoin tashbisu sorim b'teichem." On the first day, you should eliminate the sor from your homes. So, as Rashi explains, if the first pasuk already tells us that we're not allowed to have chametz all 7 days, so obviously b'yom erishoin on the first day we have to have it removed. So how can we understand this first pasuk? Tosfos explains that the Gemara's point is that the entire pasuk of Ach b'yom arishon tashbisu sorim b'teichem is superfluous, because I already know that all 7 days you're not allowed to have chametz. Why does the Torah have to mention b'yom arishon? Haketzad, what must the pasuk be teaching us? L'rabois aba'os l'biya, that in the 14th day of Nisan, on Erev Pesach, we already have to destroy the Pesach. Ask the Gemara, who tells you that that's what the pasuk teaches us? Ve'im l'rabois leil chamish os l'biya. You know what the pasuk is teaching us? That the first night of Pesach, the chametz already has to be destroyed. The sak data chamina. I would think yomim ksiv, that the pasuk says shivas yomim to 7 days, and that will teach us that the Isra of chametz begins on the first day of yontiv in the morning, but not on the first night. Yomim in leilois loy kamash milan. That's why the pasuk teaches us that afilu leilois, that even on the first night of Pesach there is already an Isra to have chametz. So I don't have a proof that chametz must be destroyed already from Erev Pesach. Now Tosfos asks, what is the pasuk that we're using? According to this Gemara, the pasuk of B'yoyim HaRishoyim Tashbisu Som V'Teichem is teaching us that chametz is asur by night, the first night of Yontif. How is the pasuk teaching it to us? With the words B'yoyim. Ask Tosfos, how could the word b'yoyim, which means day, teach us a halacha about night? So Tosfos, the Rishonim, answer that true, The word b'yoyim, to teach us a halacha about night, is a little difficult to understand. But given the choice to use the word b'yoyim to teach us the halacha that the first night of Pesach chametz is asur, or to teach us a halacha that chametz is asur erev Pesach, I'd rather use it, says the Ran, that it teaches me a halacha about the night of Pesach, which is already yontif, rather than to teach us a halacha about erev Pesach, which is not yet yontif. Says the Gemara, Ulay Yisrochalei. We don't need a pasuk to teach us that chametz is already asur the first night of Pesach. The iskish has bosses are lachilas chametz, because we already find that the Torah compares the chiv to destroy sa'ar to the isser of eating chametz, and furthermore the Torah compares achilas chametz to achilas matzah, the isser to eat chametz to the time that you have to eat matzah. Has basis sa'ar achilas chametz, where do we find that the Torah compares that you have to destroy chametz to the isser of eating chametz? The ksiv shivas yomim sa'ar la'imatzah v'teichem, for 7 days chametz should not be found. Kikol oichel machmetzes v'nichrusa, whoever eats chametz will be received crores. V'chilas chametz l'chilas matzah, so we see chametz, eating chametz and destroying matzah go, destroying chametz go together. V'chilas chametz l'chilas matzah, and the isser tit chametz is connected to the isser, to the chiv, I'm sorry, of eating matzah. The ksiv kel machmetzes l'sechelu, you may not eat chametz. B'chomesh v'seichem toich l'matzah, you have to eat matzah. And when do you have to eat the matzah? B'ksib eva matzah, b'erev toich l'matzah, that you have to eat matzah in the evening. So already that there's a chiv to destroy the chametz on the first night of Pesach, I already know. So if I have an extra pasuk of ach b'yoyim harishoyim, it must be coming to teach me that already on erev Pesach, on Yud Aleph Nisan, we have to destroy the chametz. Ask Tosfos, if the Torah is connecting the chiv of destroying the chametz to the isser of eating chametz, so just like there's a chiv kares when somebody eats chametz, if the Torah connects it, there should be a chiv kares if somebody did not destroy the chametz. So there are two terutzim given. One teretz that the Pnei Yeshua gives, because the Torah, when it speaks about kares to somebody eating chametz, says ki kol oichel chametz v'nichrasa. So the Torah is stressing ki kol oichel chametz, only for eating chametz v'nichrasa is there a chiyuv kares, not for anything else. Another answer given is that we will discuss what is the chiyuv of destroying chametz. Is there an active chiyuv of destroying chametz, or is the chiv that you may not own chametz? So if we're going to say that the chiv is only that you may not own chametz, you can't compare that to eating chametz. Eating chametz is an active aveira. That's why there's a chiv kares for it. However, owning chametz is only something that's done b'sheva al taisa. It's not something that's done actively, and therefore you can't compare the two averus regarding the oynish of kares. Ask the Gemara, if we're saying now that the pasuk of b'yoyim harishon is coming to teach us that there's an is that you have to already destroy the chametz from your dalad nisan from erev Pesach ve'em l'rabbis leil abba asulavir, so maybe say that I already have to destroy it from the night of erev Pesach, not just by chatzos erev Pesach. Answers the Gemara, b'yoyim ksif. The pasuk uses the word b'yoyim to teach us only during the day. So as the Gemara of Eimim Mitzafra, okay, it means by day, but maybe you're ready from the morning. Why does the Gemara, as we began the shiur, say only from Chatzos? Answers the Gemara, ach chilek. Since the pasuk uses the word ach b'yoyim harishon, it comes to limit the iser to just half the day. Because Rashi says two pshatim. First pshat Rashi says is that whenever the Torah uses the word ach, it means to separate, to limit. Here we're using it to limit only from Chatzos. And then Rashi gives another pshat. Rashi says that the alabes, the Gemara and Masechta Shabbos teaches us, could be used as codes, and that there's something called Atbash, that the letter Aleph could be substituted with the letter Tav, the first letter of the alabes, with Tav, the last letter of the alabes. And there's another type of code where we count to every eighth letter. So Aleph becomes a Ches, and the Chaf becomes a Tzadik. Ches Tzadik is Chetz. Chetz means to divide. We divide the day. The first half of the day till Chatzos, Chametz is Mutter. The second half of the day, Chametz is Aser. So now that we've explained that there's a Chiv to destroy the Chametz already from Chatzos, the Magen Avraham points out that the Chiv is every moment. Every moment that a person has Chametz after Chatzos on Erev Pesach, he's Oiver and Isser. And the Mishnah Berurah asks, by Mila, we discussed that perhaps a person who did not have a Bris Mila is not Oiver for every second that he doesn't have a Mila. Why is Chametz different? So Mishnah Berurah explains, since the Chiyuv is written the word Tashbisu, that the Torah tells us from the moment of Chatzos on Erev Pesach, a person has an active obligation to destroy the Chametz. And they should not own Chametz. It's not just an obligation to destroy, it's an obligation not to have. And that obligation is obligation of every moment from after Chatzos. However, by Mila, the Chiv is to make a bris, not as much as not to not have a bris. The Beir of Yishmol Tana, the learned in the Yeshiva Rishmol, a different way of understanding that Ach B'Yom HaRishon teaches us that from Erev Pesach we already have to destroy the Chametz. Because Matzinu Arba Osa Shnik Rishon, we find that the 14th of Nisan is already called Rishon. Shnema B'Rishon Ba'Arba Osa Yom L'Chodesh. So since we see that Rishon means Erev Pesach, Rishon means Erev Pesach, that's how we know that that's what it means in this Pasuk. And like the Pnei Yeshua points out, the Bei Rabbi Shmuel also has to rely on what Abaye told us earlier, because we also certainly find that the first day of Yontif, Pesach, is called B'Yom HaRishon. So why would I say that this means more the first day, the Erev Pesach versus the first day? So the Bei Rabbi Shmuel, says the Pnei Yeshua, is building on what Abaye said. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, however, has a different pshat altogether. He takes a different approach. Rishon de Mikara Mashma. Rishon means Erev Yontif. Why? Dharmakra, as the Pasuk says in Eoif, HaRishon Adam Tivaleg. Were you born before Adam? So you see, Rishon means before. So when the Pasuk says Ach B'Yom HaRishon, it means before Yontif. Destroy the Chametz. Ask the Gemara El Me'ata if that's what you're saying. That Rishon means before. It says by Sukkos, V'lekachtelchem b'yom Rishon. You have to take the Dalam Minim. Hochanami Rishon Mikarim Mashma. Are you going to tell me that we already have to take the Dalam Minim from Erev Sukkos? Answers the Gemara Shani Hasam. The Ksivus Smachtel Lefnei Elokechem Shivas Yomim. The pasuk continues to say that the Chiyuv is for 7 days. Mashvi. So the Shvi means Shvi Lechag. The 7 days of Yontif. Ach Rishon means Rishon L'chag. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, say here too, Hochanami say Ksiv Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisu. On the first day you have to destroy the Chametz. Shivis Yom Matis Techelu. And then the pasuk continues for 7 days. Which means all 7 days of Yontif, not prior to Yontif. Answers the Gemara, you're right. If the Torah meant with Rishon, just Yontif, Imkei Nichtav Kra Rishon, that it would be adequate for the Pasuk to use the word Rishon. Ha Rishon Lamali, why did the Torah use the extra hay of Ha Rishon? Shema Min Olachad Emoron, it must mean that, as we taught, that it's talking the day before Pesach, when you have to destroy the Chametz. Ihachi, if you're saying when the Torah adds the hay, it's coming to make it a day earlier. Hasam Nami by the dinner of Dalaminan, Ha Rishon Lamali. What are we going to do with the word hay, with the letter hay that it says there? V'su hasam. Also regarding the pasuk, another din that it says by Sukkos. The k'sib b'yom harishin shabbosayin or b'yom hashmini shabbosayin. That the first day and the eighth day of Sukkos are yomtif. Eim harishin mikar mashma. Should I say that harishin means the day before, and then an erev yomtif, you should already not be allowed to do melacha? Shani Hassan answers the Gemara. It says there, the Yom HaKor B'Yom HaShmini Shabbosan. The Pasuk says, B'Yom HaShmini. Mashmini means Shmini the Chag, the eighth day of Yontif. Af Rishon, Rishon means Rishon the Chag, the first day of Yontif, not Erev Yontif. Ask the Gemara, but there also it says, B'Yom HaRishon, HaRishon Lamali. What am I going to do with the Rishon? Says the Gemara, Lamutei Chol HaShamayid. The time to teach us that a Chol HaShamayid, there is no iser to do malacha. B'yayim HaRishin, B'yayim HaShmini, there's an iser to do malacha, but not a Chol HaShamayid. And Tosfos says that I will say the same thing, that the HaRishin, that it says by Lulav, is to teach us that only on the first day Yontif, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, is there a chiv to take the Dal HaMinim, not a Chol HaShamayid. The Mefarshim tried to extrapolate from this Gemara that perhaps from this Gemara we see that the Isser to do Malacha a Chol HaShamayid is only with Rabbanan, because this Pasuk is teaching us, as we just learned, that only on the first day is there an Isser to do Malacha, not a Chol HaShamayid. Other Mefarshim learned that a Chol HaShamayid Malacha that's not a Dover HaOvid is Osir Midaraisa. And what this Pasuk is teaching us here is that a Chol HaShamayid Malacha, which is a Dover HaOvid, that if I won't do it, I can't make up what I lost, that's what the Torah is permitting, but not that the Torah is permitting all Malacha. Ask the Gemara, Chol HaShamayid Mirishin V'Shmini Nafka. The Halacha that somebody could do Malach and Chol HaShamayid, I don't learn from the Hay of HaRishon. I learned since the Torah stresses Rishon V'Shmini, that only on those days are Yontif, and no other days are Yontif. So how could you tell me I learned it from HaRishon? Itztrich. Answers the Gemara, I still need the Hay. Sakadat HaChemina, Harav the Kos Rachman U'B'Yom HaShmini. Since the Torah, when introduces that the eighth day is a Yontif, introduces it with the letter Vav, U'B'Yom HaShmini, I would say Vav Maisav Alin Yerayshin. The Vav is coming to add and teach us that Fila B'Chol HaShamayid, that even Chol HaShamayid you're not allowed to do Malacha, Kamash Malan. That's why the Hay comes to tell us, don't tell the Vav to teach you that you're not allowed to do Malacha Chol HaShamayid, take the Hay to teach you that you may do Malacha Chol HaShamayid. Ask the Gemara, obvious question. Don't write the Vav, which would lead you to believe that you're allowed to do Malacha Chol HaShamayid, and then require a Hay to say, no, you may do Malacha Chol HaShamayid. Don't have the Vav and don't have the Hay. The Su, Hasam the Ksiv, when it talks about working on Pesach, B'yayim HaRishon Mikra Kodesh Yulachem, Rishon, the Mikar Mashma, where we say that Rishon means Erev Pesach, and if we say Rishon always means Erev Yontif, will the halacha be that it's also to do melacha in Erev Pesach? Says the Gemara, Elahani Shloish Rishon Mibayilei. These three times where the Torah uses the word Rishon, we need to teach something else. The Chartani de Beir Rishmol. The Tani Beir Rishmol. B'schar Shloish Rishon. Because the Torah says the word Rishon three times, and somebody is mekayim those three Rishons. And let's again review what they are. One is regarding not working on Pesach. One is not doing Malach on Sukkos. And one is the mitzvah of Lulav. The person will be zayich l'shloish Rishon. L'hachrit zar shel Eshev, to destroy the children of Esav. L'binyan beis HaMikdash, to build the beis HaMikdash. L'shmosh m'lashiach, to name Mashiach. L'hachrit zar shel Esav. Esav is called Rishon, the Ksiv, because it says when Esav was born, V'reitzei HaRishon Admoni, the first one came out, he was red, Kulai Kedei Seir, so Esav is called Rishon. L'binyan Beis HaMikdash is called Rishon, the Ksiv, Kisei Kovoid, Moroi Marishon, the throne of glory, holy from the beginning, great from the beginning, Makar Mikdashenu, our base of Mikdash, Lashmai Shal Mashiach, the Rishon Letzion, the first of Tzion, Hinam Hinam. So, Tosfos asks, how do we know? We're saying that we have three Rishons, and if somebody's Mekayim those three Rishons, he will get the Schar of these three Rishons. How do we know that doesn't mean that one of the three Rishons should be the Ach B'yom Rishon Tazbisu Sorim V'teichem? So Tosfos answers, since the Rishon of not doing Melach on Pesach and Sukkah and the Mitzvah of Lulav are all written together in the same section of the Torah, so it's safe to assume that these three rewards come for these three Rishons, not for any. Now the Mashal connects these three mitzvahs to which of the three rewards. So he says, for observing Pesach properly, we will be zoicha to destroy Esav. Why? So as the Shem Shmuel explains, Esav represents sheker, false. Where do we see? Because Esav always was a person that said lies. He used to fool his father as if he was really a tzaddik, when we know he wasn't. Chametz, Sa'ar, also represents something which is false. Because when bread or cake rise, it's not that there's really inherently anything more there. It's ear. It's false. You get a false impression that you really have something big here when you don't. That's the connection between Pesach and Esav. And the Shmei Mishmul goes a step further. He says, there are many things that the Torah says that you're also to do. For example, you're not allowed to do Malach on Shabbos. But the Torah, Midaraisa, there's never an Inyan that you're not allowed to do Malach on Erev Shabbos because you may come to do Malach on Shabbos. On Shabbos you're not allowed to do Malach. Erev Shabbos is Erev Shabbos. The one exception where the Torah itself tells us that you're not allowed to do something as a way of protecting from not doing the Isser is Pesach, Chametz. Because as we're learning in today's Shir, not only on Pesach are you not allowed to eat Chametz, but we're learning that from even Erev Pesach, we have to destroy the Chametz. Why is this the only place where the Torah says something is also from before this man? Because as we just explained, Chametz represents Sheker. And as the Torah says, Midvash Sheker Tirchot, we have to do everything to stay away from Sheker. Everything stay away from Sheker means even Erev Pesach. Don't eat Chametz. In Erev Pesach, destroy the Chametz. Now the next thing, we said, if we will observe Sukkot, we will be Zoicha to the Beis HaMikdash. Because Sukkot represents the Tzila Demnusa, we go into the Sukkah, which is, so to speak, Hashem's tent. And if we will observe Sukkot, we will be zoich to go into the big tent of Hashem, amidst Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash. And for observing the mitzvah of Dal Minim, says the Mashal, we will be zoich, which represents Simcha, we will be zoich to Mashiach, which will be the greatest Simcha. And the Mashal points out, the Gemara didn't say that we will merit Mashiach. We will merit Shmoisha Mashiach, the name of Mashiach. What does the name of Mashiach mean? Says the Mashal, the name of Mashiach is Menachem, to console. Console is Simcha. We will be consoled. We will be with Simcha again. That's why, if we will be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Dalaminim, which represents Simcha, we will be Zoicha to Mashiach, the name of Mashiach, which also represents Simcha. Now the Gemara takes another approach to prove that from Erev Pesach, we have to destroy the Chametz. Rav Amar Mehocha. The Pasuk says, Le'sishchet ha-chametz dam zivchi, you should not shech the Karban Pesach. Le'sishchet ha-pesach, v'dayin chametz kaim, you not shech the Karban Pesach when you still have chametz. So as the Gemara, v'eim kol chag v'chag kishochet, so then we shouldn't have a uniform rule as we began today's shir, that the chametz has to be destroyed by chatzos. Rather, every person, when he shechs the Karban Pesach, that's when he should have to destroy the chametz. says the Gemara, Zman Shechita Amar Rachmana. The Torah says when the Zman, when the time for Shechting, the Korban Pesach comes, which is Chatzos, that's when you have to destroy the Chametz. As Tosfos, the halacha is that the Zman for Shechita's Korban Pesach is after 6th hour. Because only by the 6th hour do we bring the Korban Tamid Shebein Abayim, and only then and after then do we bring the Korban Pesach. So why is this man of Bir Chometz already from Chatzos? So Tosfos answers that since B'di'evid, if somebody shechted the Korban Pesach before the Tamid Shebein Abayim, if it was after Chatzos, he was Mekayim the Mitzvah, that's why this man is from Chatzos. The Ma'am Chalva asks in Tosfos, is our Gemara, is the din and the Torah based on a B'di'evid? That if somebody shechted the Korban Pesach before the Tamid Shebein Abayim, since B'di'evid it's acceptable, that's good enough. That's not the right time to shecht. So the Maram Chalva explains, really this man for Shechitas Korban Pesach is by Chatzos. Just as a technical difficulty, that I have to bring the Tamid Shebein Abayim first. But this man is really by Chatzos, and that's why Chatzos is identified, Shoshishis is identified as this man for destroying the Chametz. The Har Tzvi asks a question. If our Gemara is saying that this man of destroying the Chametz is when the Korban Pesach has to be geshachten, so then no matter where a person lives in the world, this man of destroying the Chametz should be according to Chatzos in Yerushalayim. Because that's the Zman when Shechitas Korban Pesach begins. Answers the Har Tzvi, since Lahalocha, the Korban Pesach could be not necessarily slaughtered in Yerushalayim, it could be slaughtered outside Yerushalayim in Bama Gdoila. Therefore, we don't necessarily follow the Zman in Yerushalayim, we follow the Zman in every place where you are. Tani nami hachi, ach biyom rishin tashbisu somer v'teichem. That on erev yontif, it means erev yontif. Anl biyom yontif atzmai, maybe means yontif itself. Tamaloyma leshishcher al chametz tam zivchi leshishcher as a pesach. Don't shech the pesach v'adayin chametz kaim when you have chametz around. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, these are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. And Tosfos points out that even though before we learned the Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel, that has a different way of explaining how we know that from Erev Pesach we have to destroy the Chametz, the Gemara is not necessarily bothered with having a Rabbi Shmuel learning one way and a Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel another way. Now the question is that Achiezer asks, we're saying now that you're not allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach when you have Chametz. So if somebody comes to the Beis HaMikdash and he's shechting the Korban Pesach, how do we know that he has Chametz at home? And even if we warn him, you should not have Chametz, it should be a Hasra Safik. And we know that a Hasra Safik, something that we don't know for sure that the person is doing in Aveira, is not called a Hasra. So the Achiezer answers that we must say that the only time, according to this Mahalach, somebody will be over is if we actually see him holding the chametz when he's shechting the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Akiva Omer, a different way of understanding that the chametz has to be destroyed from Erev Pesach. Einu tzarech, hareyu Omer, ach b'yom rishon tashbisu somer mateichem. You have to destroy the chametz b'yom rishon. V'ksiv kar malacha lo yasmem, you're not allowed to do malacha on yontif. V'tzina l'avara shiye malacha, havara is a malacha. So burning is a malacha. It can't be done on Yontif. It must be done on Erev Yontif. Ask the Rabbeinu Peretz, why don't we say, Essa doicha loisa say. The essay of burning the chametz should be doicha the loisa say of doing malacha. So the Rabbeinu Peretz answers that since Yontif is not only a loisa say of ka malacha loyasa behem, but it's also an essay of being Mekayim Yontif, there is no din of essay of the essay of burning chametz to be doich loisa say vasei. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Einu Tzorach, we have a different way of understanding that from Erev Yontif the chametz has to be destroyed. Harei Yomer Ach B'Yomer Rishon Tashbisu Somer V'Teichem. Merv Yontif. It means Erev Yontif. Ayin El B'Yontif maybe means Yontif itself. Tamaloyma Ach Chilek. To teach us that on part of this day you're allowed to have the chametz, and part of the day you're not allowed to have the chametz. Vibe Yontif Atzmoy. If the pasuk is referring to Yontif, Mishari, are you allowed to have chametz at all on Yontif? Hayeskish has brushes saw Achilas chametz. As we learned on Tapir Amid, the Chiv to destroy chametz is compared to eating chametz. V'chilas chametz, l'chilas matzah, which begins already from the night before. And Meches Chinuch explains that what is the difference really between Rabbi Yossi's approach and Abaye's approach. According to Abaye, the Chiv of Tashbisu is an active Chiv to destroy chametz. And according to Rabbi Yossi, Tashbisu means that you're not allowed to have chametz. What would be the nafkamina? Let's say somebody, it comes Erev Pesach, he has no chametz. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it's fine. He was Mekayim Tashbisu. He has no chametz. According to Abaye, we would have to actively find chametz in order to destroy it. And that's the makar for the minig, that a lot of people leave 10 pieces of bread out for Bedikas chametz and Sreifas chametz. Because according to Abaye, to be Mekayim the mitzvah Tashbisu, we have to actively destroy the chametz. So we have to have chametz to destroy. If your house is completely clean of chametz, you have nothing to destroy. The Gemara goes back to explain what Rabbi Kiva said. Amar Rava, Shema Minom Rabbi Kiva Tlas. From what Rabbi Kiva just taught us, we can learn three halachas. Shema Minom, Ein Bia Chametz El Sreifa. That the only way you could destroy chametz is by burning. Because Rabbi Kiva says that the way we destroy chametz is by burning. So we say, according to Rabbi Kiva, you can only destroy chametz by burning it. Furthermore, Shema Minom, Havar L'Chalik Yotzes. The Gemara Masech the Shabbos says that the pasuk says lo sevaru eish b'chomash v'seichem b'yom haShabbos. So this is the Torah is specifying the isser of havara, the isser of making a fire on Shabbos. And the Gemara asks, why does the Torah have to separate the lav, the malach of havara, from all other malachas? So one man d'ama holds l'lav yotzes, that havara is not the same as all the other malachas. All other malachas, if somebody is over them, havara is only a lav. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva obviously holds that havara is a av malacha. And why did the Torah separate it? As the Gemara's Paraklal Gadol Masechta Shabbos tells us, to teach us that somebody could be mekabel, could receive 39 separate chiyuv chatos in one Shabbos if he did every one of the malachas under certain circumstances. But havara is a full-fledged malacha. Because if havara weren't a full-fledged malacha, then why would it be also to burn the chametz, as the Rekiva says on Yontif? And furthermore, says the Gemara, b'shmamino, lo hamina hoyo v'hutra avar l'tzoruch, hutra namish lo l'tzoruch. That we don't say that since we're allowed to make a fire in Yontif, l'tzoruch ha'chol nefesh, on Yontif we're allowed to cook for food that we need. I would say that I'm also allowed to make a fire for something which is not tzoruch ha'chol nefesh. Here we see that we're only allowed to make a fire when it's needed for ha'chol nefesh. Now, there are a few questions that have to be analyzed. Rabbi Kivega says that to do beer chametz, you can't ask a non-Jew to do it from you. And nobody understands where Rabbi Kiva Eger says this chiddush from. This, the Gemara says, is the makar for Rabbi Kiva Eger. Because if you could accomplish beer chametz through a guy, so then why Rabbi Kiva is saying that there's no way of doing beer chametz on Yontif, even if you have to strictly burn it? Ask a guy to burn it. Asking a guy to do malach is not an issa deraisa. So we see from here that Rabbi Kiva Eger is correct, at least according to Rabbi Kiva, that you can't ask a guy to destroy the chametz for you. Another question that's asked is, why isn't this burning the chametz a malach she'ena tzricha l'gufa? That we've learned that a malach she'ena tzricha l'gufa means that as far as I'm concerned, I would rather not have to do the malacha. Is not chayiv according to Reb Shimon. So even if you burn the chametz, it's a malach she'ena tzricha l'gufa, which is not an issa deraisa. So some Mefarshim actually say that from here we see that Rabbi Akiva holds that Yechayiv by Malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa. Other Mefarshim say that even if Rabbi Akiva holds that Yepater on a Malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa, here the fact that the Torah went out of its way to say that you have to burn the chametz, so the Torah is saying that this is a malacha. The Torah is specifying that this is a malacha, and you can't have a p'tur of a malacha shayna tzrich legufa. Taisa says that even if we hold the metoich, the hoil v'hutra avaro l'tzorich, hutra namish lo l'tzorich, that we are allowed to make a fire, even if it isn't strictly for cooking, that has to have some sort of a tzorich yontif. Here, there is no tzorich yontif, and that's why at all, and that's why it's also to be done in yontif. Tan Rabban. The Gemara will now quote a braisa that teaches us many important halachas, and then the Gemara will go in to analyze piece by piece of the braisa. Tan Rabban. Shivas Yamas Allah Imat B'Teichim. The Torah says that if it's 7 days, you can't have sorrow in your home. Matamaloima. Why do we need this pasuk? Malek Fanema, doesn't it already say, Lo Yiralacha Chametz, V'lo Yiralacha Sabakal Gvulacha, that you now have chametz by you and in your borders? So, if somebody's house, isn't someone's house included in his borders, why do I have to have a separate pasuk? The fisha nemar. Since the pasuk says, "Lo yiralacha sar, sar should not be seen by you," I say, "Shalchoya teroya." You're not allowed to see your own. Ava teroya shalachayr v'shalgavoya. You're allowed to see others. Others means from goyim. V'shalgavoya means hegdish. Since it means only yours, you're not allowed to see. But you are allowed to see a goy's chametz or a hegdish chametz. Now, there's a very big machlokes between the Gra and the Tzlach. The Gra says, since the Braisa is specifically only eliminating shalachayim shalgavaya, a goy's chametz, hegdish chametz, what about the chametz of another Jew? You will be chayef for. The Tzlach disagrees, and the Tzlach says that you're allowed to, that the pasuk would also include an exemption for the chametz of another Jew. Yochel Yamtin, but we would think that somebody could hide his own chametz, which should not be seen. Or if you kabel b'gdonis ben anachrim, or you could accept deposits from goyim, since that's not his chametz, tamalayim lo yimotzei. You're not allowed to have it. And there's an obvious question, which we will discuss. First, the Braisa says, Avalata Roya, Shalachayim, Shalgavoya, that you're allowed to have the chametz of a goy. And in the next line, it says that you're not allowed to be makabel, you're not allowed to receive deposits from a goy. We'll discuss that in the next year. Ainli El Benachri Shalaki Bashta. I would only notice about the Isser of having chametz regarding a goy whom you do not dominate. Or Vishain Shari Imcha B'Chotzer, who does not live with you in the courtyard. How do I know that even with a guy that you do dominate, that does live with you in the courtyard, his chametz is also asur? Any chametz may not be by you. And of course, the Gemara will soon ask, the opposite makes sense. A guy that you dominate, a guy that's your neighbor, his chametz is more logical to say that you're not allowed to have versus the guy that you don't dominate and doesn't live with you as a neighbor. Yet the Braisa is saying just the opposite. The Gemara will ask that soon. First we continue the Braisa. I would only know that's also to have chametz which is in your homes. Would I know that's also to have chametz in pits, ditches, vaults, anywhere in your borders? But I could continue to say bottom in the homes, Oyv Mishum Bayi Rabbi Matza. That's where you Oyv Bayi Rabbi Matza. Or by Yatmin, that you're not allowed to hide. Or by Yikavu Kutbanis Manachri, or to receive deposits. Begvulim, anywhere else in one's borders. I would maybe say shulchay atoroya. You're not allowed to see your own chametz. Ava atoroya shulchem shulgvoya. You're allowed to see somebody else's chametz. Menayin liten esa'om shul zebezeh. What I know to say, what is included in the first pasuk is also included in the second pasuk. V'shul zebezeh, and what's included in the second pasuk is included in the first pasuk. Tamalayim sa'asa l'gzeri shava t'zegzeri shava. Nem sa'a b'batim. The Torah uses the word sa'a by the homes. Sa'a l'yamotzei b'bateichem. V'nem sa'a b'gvulim. The Torah uses the word svar regarding chametz that's found in the borders. L'yiro l'chasar. Mas sa'a omer b'batim. Oy m'shun b'yiro b'yamotzei. Or by Yatman, not allowed to hide it, or by Yakab Gdaris Min Anachrim, Af Sar Ha'om Begvulim, the same halachas regarding the Sar that's found on the borders, Oy Mishim by Ra, by Yamatzo, by Yatman, or by Yakab Gdaris Min Anachrim. Or Mas Sar Ha'om Begvulim, regarding the Sar in the borders, Shechah Teroya, there's halach you're not allowed to see your own chametz, Avatash Roya Shal Achem Shal Gvoy, you're allowed to see the chametz of a Goy or of Hegdish, Af Sar Ha'omur, the baptism, so too the saw that's in the houses, shalchay atoroya, al atoroya shalachem v'shal gavaya. You're allowed to see chametz in your home that you don't own, if it belongs to a guy or a hekdesh. And now the Gemara begins, as we said, to analyze piece by piece of the braisa. Amamar, Eli el benachri shalai kibashta. I would say that the isra keeping chametz of a guy is only by a guy who you do not dominate. Or the ain't sharim chabachatzer, who's not your neighbor. Nachri shekibashta v'sharachim chabachatzer minayim. How do I know that even a guy that you do dominate, and a guy that is your neighbor, also his chametz is asur? Tamalayim alayim matzei. Any chametz. Ask the Gemara klapalaya. The logic is just the opposite. If I would say that there's any guy's chametz that's asur, I should say it's the guy that I dominate. It's the guy that's my neighbor. The guy who I do not dominate. The guy who's not my neighbor, maybe his chatzur, his chametz should be mutter. Says the Gemara, you're right. Amar Abaye, Abaye's first teretz is epach. Reverse it. And you have to say that the Gemara's question is that perhaps only the chametz of a guy who you dominate, perhaps only the chametz of a guy who's your neighbor, is asur. How do you know even the chametz of a guy who you do not dominate? How do you know even the chametz of a guy who's not your neighbor is asur? Tells us the Braisa lo yimotzei. We do not have to reverse the Braisa. Vereshikai. This section of the Braisa is going back to the beginning. Where the beginning of the Braisa taught us, Shalchay Ataroy, you're not allowed to see your own chametz. Avra Ataroy, Shalachem, Shalgavaya, you're allowed to see the chametz of Goyim and of Hegdish. So there I say, only Elabanachri Shalai Kibashta. Maybe that's only by Goy who I do not dominate. Who's not my neighbor? Where do I know that when I'm allowed to have the chametz of a guy? And we'll explain tomorrow when that is. How do I know when I'm allowed to have the chametz of a guy? It's even the guy that's my neighbor. It's even the guy that I dominate. That's what we say. The Torah says lo yimotzei. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. We're trying to find that it's mutter to have chametz of a goy. And what's the pasuk that the Brice is bringing? V'nasula krali surah. We talk about a pasuk that says, lo yimotzei, you're not allowed to have it. How can I use a pasuk that tells me that something is asur to teach me that something is mutter? Answers the Gemara, mishum shenema l'cha l'cha trei zimni. Because the pasuk says the word l'cha twice. It says, v'lo yir l'cha sar b'chal gvolcha. And it says, v'lo yir l'cha chametz. So since it teaches us that pasuk, it says it twice. So it's not here to teach us that the pasuk v'loyel chasav b'chal gvocha is not here to teach us that you're not allowed to see chametz, because that we already see in another pasuk. It comes to teach us that only your chametz you're not allowed to see, but even the chametz of a guy who you dominate, the guy who's your neighbor, his chametz you may have under certain circumstances, which we will discuss in tomorrow's shiur.